237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, you ground feeders too. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. It is Saturday. We are in the month of January. It's cold here in the state of Minnesota, and it's getting colder. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, as they like to call themselves, wish to silence. Just figure, friends. The patriots that the globalists despise, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of today's radio program, it is 1-877-807-9977. You have us for 2 hours. 1-877-807-9977. Now, folks, I want to hit some things off really quick, and then we'll get over to the other guy. But I thought it was rather interesting, friends, that just this last week, after I did the Sandy Hook investigation in my column on WND, that Media Matters and an organization called Right Wing Watch. A law unto themselves or something? I don't know. But we know that Media Matters is a George Soros outlet. He funds Obama's administration. So I need not go any further with the details. We know that his administration is corrupt through and through. But what was interesting about this, friends, is Media Matters and Right Wing Watch said outlandish. Bradley Dean, that was absolutely outlandish that you would question the government concerning Sandy Hook. We'll just go ahead and forget the fruit on the tree of corruption in governments, and then maybe you can kind of wink your eyes. But these people, you could actually transport them to the sun, friends, and they still wouldn't see it. So what I did is I brought a culmination in audio, which is actually a video, but the audio is just as qualified to define what the content is. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and play this really quick. Hey, really quick, Heather, can you jump on with me? This is our producer, friends. This is Heather. Say hi, Heather.
Hello.
Can you tell the people, when we'd actually called both Media Matters and Right Wing Watch, how they responded, because what they expected is that we were just going to roll over and be afraid of what they were saying. See, America, see, you have to understand something. Everything that's going on in your country today is being promulgated through deception. End of story. They don't have the numbers. They don't have the support.
Amen.
You're running from less than 1.7% of the population, friends, and you're letting the state-run media do it because you don't stand up and deal with it. Ah, I thought I'd share that with you. I'm a little hot on the topic.
That's it.
I love my country. I'm very passionate about my people. I love my people. And I couldn't do that, of course, if I didn't first and foremost love my Father, mm-hmm. which is in heaven, in Jesus' name. Heather, I got the question. What did they respond? How did they respond to you when they said, when you said to them, Bradley Dean wants to get you on the radio and answer for your comments and your letters, which were contrived, fabricated, twisted, and manipulated only for a few elites stupid enough to believe their garbage.
Mm-hmm.
How did they respond to you?
Well, as soon as I called and talked to their media department. And
do
I
they
said
have
that
a media department? What, all one of them?
Yeah, hold on, exactly. Let me put you on hold.
Hello. Well, their small media department for their small outlet knew exactly who we were when yep. I called.
Sure
and said,
they did.
Hi, this is Heather with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Hi.
I gotta go change my adult diaper.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and then I just said, you know, we want to get so-and-so on the radio, the person who wrote the article, regarding what they're, so they can speak for themselves about what they wrote about Bradley Dean, and we want them to show the facts of what happened with Sandy Hook, since they're yeah. demonizing or trying to take your words out of context.
Sure. Outlandish was the comment. Yes. Outlandish. And then I went to Right Wing Watch, friends, not giving them any credibility, because there is zero, nada. I'm just trying to exemplify, mm-hmm. exhibit, friends, that these people don't have the law on their side.
Yeah.
I do.
Yes.
And friends, and when you begin to understand that, you win the day.
Amen.
Neither one of them, friends, Media Matters, the George Soros outlet, or Right Wing Watch, even had the decency to call us back. But they did go ahead and promulgate their lies. They did promulgate their lies, only hoping that somebody would believe it. This is how you get your information on a daily basis. Just not as bad as these ground feeders.
Yeah.
It's like eating a steak, friends, with a little bit of poison in it. Isn't it interesting, Jake? We're going to play a piece right when we come back on Sandy Hook, the contradictions. And just think for one moment. These two outlets think it's outlandish for you to question authority. What's interesting, right after Sandy Hook, what's happening today, friends? What is this corrupt criminal administration going for? Your guns. Just forget about Benghazi, friends. Just forget about Fast and Furious. This administration putting these weapons with high-capacity magazines in them, giving them to your enemies only to blame you for a crime that was committed. And I'm not supposed to question as to what took place at Sandy Hook. You got to be out your mind, Media Matters and Right Wing Watch. Listen to that. Right Wing Watch.
We're watching.
Oh, I wonder if they're in jail when they're watching.
They say don't question authority. Well, they question the authority of the Constitution.
That's
every single day.
And God, always. Folks, controversy is only dreaded by them that advocate errors. And you need to keep in mind what Saul Alinsky, Obama's master, said to him. It's never about the issues. It's always about the revolution. They don't care about the facts. They care about a revolution that they're trying to incite. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, what I was talking about right before the break is how Media Matters took one of my articles on the Sandy Hook shooting. And what I did is I put government in check. And I put the question to the American people, who's responsible for setting the fire? Who's responsible for committing the crime? Because we've just seen this administration get busted in Fast and Furious, giving guns to Mexican cartels. Drug cartels, friends, might I add. Oh, by the way, America, you wouldn't have a drug problem if the American people weren't buying drugs from Mexico. Well, that's a correction within itself, isn't it?
It is.
But in saying that, this administration just got busted in Benghazi, gun running to Muslim Brotherhood friends, your enemies. And prior to that, because the American people laid down on it, they had Benghazi because they forgot about Fast and Furious so quickly. And in Fast and Furious, again, they were giving high-powered rifles to, as a matter of fact, the ones that they're attempting to ban today, to your enemies, only to blame the American people so they can go after the guns. Same thing happened during the James Holmes shooting in Aurora, Colorado. Same thing took place right after Sandy Hook. Now, we have a I don't even want to call him. For the American people to accept this man as the president of any country, the man can't even run a candy store, friends. And do I want to respect my authorities? Absolutely, I do. For those that really stand up for who we are, I am the first one to stand behind them and push in the battle with my hands on their back. And if they want me to be in the front, I'll do that. But that's the church's job, so I'm only taking my rightful position in Jesus' name. But in saying that, friends, to question authority is exactly what you're called to do, because this isn't a... this isn't a state of totalitarianism yet. We see these people behind this administration. It's totalitarianism. There's no question about it. But they haven't revealed everything as to who they are yet. Because, friends, and I predicted this, and I'm telling you this again, you're going to see a show of force sooner or later. And I'll tell you why you're going to see a show of force, because the American people are letting it come to that. Now, back to what I was originally saying, we need to question authority. These people work for us. We don't work for them. But here comes Media Matters to say, oh, that is just outlandish, Bradley Dean, that you'd question this government. And then Right Wing Watch did the same thing. So I called them last week and I said, hey, well, listen, I want you to get on the radio show with me and let me answer for myself. And then what I said, friends, right before the break is controversy is only dreaded by them that advocate errors. Mm-hmm. They know that they were lying. They know that they're little Leninites. They know that they're little useful idiots. They just don't know their end yet. They don't know that they're going to get snuffed out first and foremost if they were to have it their way. They haven't looked at history. And then I said that Saul Alinsky, Obama's master, his puppet master, and he's acknowledged this several times, by the way, friends, a Chicago organizer, Saul Alinsky said, and tell me if this is what you're seeing today, friends, it's never about the issues, it's only about the revolution. See, America, Jake, hasn't figured out yet that this administration is pushing the American people to civil war, and they're doing it on purpose. They don't realize that yet. And I remember bringing this up about 3 or 4 months ago, friends, and the little bloggers picked it up like I was mad. What's everybody talking about, friends? Civil war. Why? Why are we here, America? But let me get back to this point. So what I did is I brought up a little culmination. The girls actually captured this piece for me. On Sandy Hook. And I want you to listen to the contradictions, but I want you to remember what Media Matters said and Right Wing Watch said about Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Outlandish. Now you listen to this and you tell me who's outlandish. Go ahead and play that, Carrie.
We don't know where or what exactly transpired.
David, the situation is still very fluid.
It's been a very fluid story.
We have no idea.
The story is so fluid.
There's a lot we don't know about the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary, but there's one thing we do know. The news media screwed up a lot.
Earlier reports of a second shooter.
There may have been a second shooter.
A second shooter.
Nope. Single shooter, 20 years old.
The suspect's name at this point, we can go ahead and tell you, Ryan Lanza. He is 24 years old.
Ryan Lanza.
Ryan Lanza.
No. Ryan Lanza is Adam Lanza's estranged older brother.
He does have a Facebook page.
This apparently is a picture of 20-year-old Ryan Lanza.
Totally wrong. That's Ryan. Adam didn't have a Facebook page at all.
The shooter may have been the son of the kindergarten class teacher.
Totally wrong.
Most of those killed were killed in the classroom of the alleged shooter's mother.
His mother, Nancy, was found murdered at her home.
A body was found in Hoboken, New Jersey.
No.
It appears as if that would be the body of his father.
Adam Lanza's father doesn't even live there.
Brother of the shooter, the alleged shooter, was found dead.
Neither Lanza's father, nor brother, nor anybody else was killed at that residence in Hoboken.
Apparently he had 2 handguns, right, but a rifle was found in a vehicle, right, associated with him.
Right. There were 2 handguns at the scene, but the primary weapon was an assault rifle.
Now, 3 guns were found at the scene. 2 other firearms in the car.
2 handguns and an assault rifle. Shotgun in the car. His mom was not a kindergarten teacher, and it's Adam, not Ryan. How can there be this much wrongness?
The situation is very fluid.
It's a very fluid situation. There are still a lot of facts that are unknown.
Many times that early information turns out wrong.
Much of the coverage of the Sandy Hook massacre was couched in the idea that the news was fluid.
Hang on a second, please. See, what's happening, friends, you're seeing a transition of what the government was doing. See, the FBI gets here, the fox in the chicken coop. They set the scene to fit the narrative. And see, I'm outlandish for suggesting such a thing. But this has happened in every situation, friends. This wasn't just Sandy Hook. This was Columbine. This was Ruby Ridge. And remember, the government was sued majorly by the Weaver family. Remember Waco, Texas? Dick Morris came out and said, you know what? This was Clinton's big embarrassment. This was all his doings. But this is outlandish that you'd question Sandy Hook. Friends, I got a question for you. Right after Columbine, what did Clinton go for? Gun control. Right after Sandy Hook, what did this administration go for? Friends, what did it go for? So the question is look at the convenience and the timing of these crimes that are being committed. Did you forget that this administration is the one that put weapons into the hands of Mexican drug cartels? 300 Mexicans, one beauty queen, one Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry, only to blame the American people so they could bring in gun legislation. I'm crazy or outlandish for questioning the authority in these particular situations. What happened to the second shooter, friends? He had two handguns and he killed 26 people? Do the math. It doesn't line up. Then mysteriously we find a gun in the truck outside. But they had the wrong guy the whole time. It was Ryan, not Adam. And then his mom was a part of the school, and then all of a sudden she wasn't a part of the school. She was found dead at home. Do the math. Go ahead and play it out. Oh, that was it. Thank you. Perfect timing.
I would say there
was outlandish, friends, that I would question the timing of these crimes. Outlandish that you have a president, friends, that would supposedly get out there, attempt to cry in front of the American people talking about these are our children. But yet again, here's totalitarianism. He's the one that advocates murder in the womb to the equivalent of 3,700 babies a day in your country. And you think he's there looking out for your kids? This is the guy that made sure and voted over 241 times, friends, to make sure that there was another doctor inside of the room to make sure the baby didn't get out of that room alive? And you're telling me he's looking out for you, America? You have got to be out of your mind. And it's outlandish, then you know what? I'll continuously be outlandish. Truth crushed to the earth will rise again. And it will, friends, because it's God's truth in Jesus' name. Now, aside of all that, my little intro, what was your 2 cents
here? I was going to say this is an intro to, or this is a section from a book, and I want to read it. Because Obama claims the children. Now, he just got done through. There's no reason why a person shouldn't question the authority of Obama, because Obama is not the authority. The authority is the Constitution. And God lays that authority. If he
and the spirit of it is the people.
That's right. And if he doesn't obey that authority, that is exactly what you're to do. Because, again, Obama is not a king. We're not a monarchy. This isn't divine rule. This is rule by delegated powers given by the people according to what God has mandated and legislated according to law. So when that authority is violated by an administration, which it clearly has been.
Hundreds of times.
And you just talked about the gun running that this administration was responsible for in Fast and Furious. Judicial Watch filed a lawsuit seeking the enforcement of open records requests relating to the operation Fast and Furious that Obama covered.
Wait, wasn't by Eric Holder? Order. Wasn't Eric Holder just yesterday begging the courts to keep the seal on Fast and Furious?
The next thing.
What, friends, this is your Justice Department trying, pleading with the courts. Help me along in my crimes towards the American people, because if you don't, we're finished. Do you understand what's going on? You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to come back and talk about school shooters and pharmaceuticals. This is a question people wanted to know. They wanted the answers, and I'm going to give them to you. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting, non-GMO, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You know, it's interesting, I just went on my Facebook, and someone said, well, you know, God loves the sin, and I'm sorry, he loves the sinner and he hates the sin. And so I emailed her back and I said, can you tell me how the act is apart from the actor? I said, so when we come to the end of our days, who goes to hell, the sin or the sinner? You know, you start thinking that way, friends, and then all of a sudden you start blaming guns rather than the criminal.
That's right.
And that's exactly what the professed church in America has fell for. You want to know why? Because they haven't taken responsibility before their judge.
Yep.
Remember, let me remind you what Martin Luther, the great reformer, said. Love him or hate him, he was right. The man that longs to be freed from sin is the man that's ready for judgment day. Amen. And that's a just and a holy man before God.
Yep,
made by the Holy Ghost, of course. But aside of that, folks, this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, other guy?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
That sound like protocol?
Protocol.
Did it?
Happens every time. Right. Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Tim Anthony commented earlier, hey, all, stumbled on you guys with the conservative talk radio app.
Well, get off me, man.
Yeah, no doubt. Quit stumbling on me. Stumbled on to you guys with the conservative talk radio app. Those of you that don't know, you can download that app on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Get your little smartphone moving. Listen to Sons of Liberty 24 hours a day with the phone app. He said, I love your show. I've stopped listening to all the other talking heads. Just you and Beck. Keep up the fight. Thank you, Tim Anthony.
He'll get over that sooner or later.
That's true. That's true. Once he keeps listening, keep listening to that phone amp, Tim. All the rest of you that go into Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, I don't have time every single day to read all your columns or your questions and your comments, but please keep them coming because we are reading them, we are posting them, we are sharing them. People need to be encouraged that other people are encouraged. Just recently this week, we've added three new columns to the lineup. As you all know, Bradley does a column for WorldNet Daily every Thursday evening, Friday morning. Western Journalism has now picked that up, Godfather Politics, Patriot Newswire. We have over 24 columns right now that are picking up our stuff. And, of course, that bleeds into other people that pick up our stuff as well, like Wendy. Wendy's from the SLU Journal. She picks up one of our columns. She said, I wanted to say a thank you to Bradley for sending his new comic book. It's awesome. Thanks for everything you all do. And many of you don't know what the comic book is. Bradley put his life story in a graphic novel. The artist used to write for DC and Marvel, Fantastic Four, if you all know that. Then he became a Christian. Said, I need to use my talents and my gifts for the glory of God. And he created this comic book for Bradley, and it has his whole entire life story in it, redemptive process, and in the end, it's the Constitution, our founding fathers, our veterans, and the price of freedom, and it motivates people to take action. Wendy read this, and she sent us a huge thank you, and also Denise from the American Daily Herald, who picks up our column, said, please thank Bradley for this book. And don't worry, folks, I'm going to tell you how you can get this book afterwards. I've read about 3/4 of it before I was interrupted. Oh, she said, but I plan to get back to it today. I'm really enjoying it. But I will send another email for Bradley after we both have read the entire book, her and her husband, but would like to thank you and give him a big thank you from us.
Cool.
This comic book is normally, it's a $20 donation right on our website. If you call into the show today, we'll give you that comic book for half price. The number is 877-807-9977. We want you to enjoy it. It's not just for your kids, folks. This is a graphic novel that is awesome, second to none. I think everybody enjoys a little differentiating from the reading. It's not just words. You actually get pictures.
No.
I like pictures.
Almost without fail, I couldn't set it down. I couldn't set it down. I couldn't set it down. It's a story of what Christ could do for me when I'm on a rock, on a rock and roll tour down south, calling out upon the name of the Lord because I've always believed in him. And then he started to answer me.
Sure.
He started to show me who I was and to show me who he was. And then the process through the cross, all of a sudden I started to understand the power of God unto salvation. And once you taste and see that the Lord is good, you'll never turn back.
You know, this is something, when I read it, it was before it was a comic book. It was in a little white book, and I remember reading it in a place. And I was reading this, and Bradley, you didn't grow up in a Christian home. You didn't grow up with a father.
No.
You were pretty much left to raise
yourself. I had a natural father, but I didn't know who he was. And I had a natural mother, and my mom was always working.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that's in the story, too. So this isn't a story of, well, you know, I grew up in the church, but I was a radical, you know.
No,
I followed the devil for a while, and then I came back to the Lord because I got smart. This is how God literally grabbed a hold of Bradley in his life. Not seeking after him because he didn't know to, but started calling out to God, and the God of heaven answered.
Amen. Well, we're here now, aren't we?
That's exactly right. Now we're on the radio. You're listening. So to get that comic book.
Leonard Ravenhill rightly said, the greatest miracle that God can perform is take an unholy man out of an unholy situation, clean him up, make him holy, and then put him back into that unholy situation.
And keep him holy.
And that's exactly right.
That's right.
And so, that's his sustaining power.
Just
amen.
Just like you said. Here
he is alive forevermore, friends.
I encourage you to get this comic book, folks, because a lot of other people have. I've given you some of the feedback here. If you call today, 877-807-9977. We'll give you that comic book half off. It also goes with the My War series, which is on the front page of our website, sonslibertyradio.com. That is a graphic novel on steroids because it's on DVDs. You can watch this. It's live narrated.
Great
stuff. Narrates the whole thing.
It really is. It's
interviews.
Not great stuff. You tell me what you think, friends.
It is. And it goes through this whole past 10 years, over a decade of being in public schools and that journey. And, folks, it is a war there. Many people think it's surreal because they've never been involved in it. It is a war. You're literally fighting for the next generation.
Another response to one of my Facebook friends, she said sometimes it's like, when being a Christian and reading your Bible, you go through spiritual warfare. And I emailed her back or Facebooked her back and I said, sometimes?
Yeah.
It's like you have got to be out of your mind. When your life is God and your life is in service to him and servitude to the God of heaven in Jesus' name, it's nothing but warfare.
Yep. And Paul said it. We enter into the kingdom of heaven through many trials and tribulations.
Straight and narrow and difficult is the way.
Now, our last column earlier this week, Bradley wrote two this week. Public schools are teaching what? Very informative. You've got to understand it because then you'll understand why this generation.
The federal government is violating Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. They have no business teaching your kids in public schools if you are foolish enough to have your kid in a public school.
While the people set back. The reason we have these morons that are in office right now talking about gun control is because they're the product of a public school system
That's right.
that is teaching them every day.
Yep.
Public schools are teaching what? Western journalism, picked that column up, and we got a comment from Cambria Anderson.
What a cool name, dude.
That is a cool name.
Yeah.
This is how I discovered Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio. I am glad that they, the Western Journalism, picked this story up. So thank you, Western Journalism, and thank you, Cambria Anderson. Public schools are teaching what? But I want to bring you to our tech start. I always talk about this on our Facebook. Gives you a chance to just click and share. It literally has a picture and the text next to it, which talks about Bradley's latest column that was just released two nights ago. Pharmaceutical companies are raking in hundreds of millions of dollars, this text art says, a day while American students are used as a political and medical guinea pigs. School shooters and pharmaceuticals, which is the topic
we're going to be talking about. That's exactly right. But before we do, by the way, friends, if you'd like to check me out on Facebook, it's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. I'm about halfway there, so jump on board. If you're a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves. And if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, that is Bradley Dean 1, again, double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Groovy?
Groovy.
Okay, let's roll. Let me talk to you, friends. And by the way, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Why does America spend so much time magnifying the criminal without dealing with them that commit the crimes? Why? Why do we sit back, America? And I'm not saying we as me. I'm saying why does the American populace sit back and tolerate crimes to be committed, and the show hosts on the saltless conservative shows are sitting there magnifying only the crime but never the answer? I got a good idea, Jake. What do you think about this? These politicians that are creating war?
Yeah, I like
this. Why don't we go ahead and throw them in the ring?
Yeah.
Because that lane, why do people follow these people blindly? I mean, if the blind lead the blind, what's going to happen? They're going to all end up in the ditch, Jesus said. Why did the American people not wake up and realize that they are the government? Why do they tolerate people to commit crimes in their government? I don't understand that. Can somebody explain it to me, please? Some people have more faith in 545 people, which are not all corrupt. There's some good folks in government, friends, that serve we the people. And there are allotted corruptions that in 312 million people, that which in 78% claim their Christianity. How is it that the American people have more faith in the corruption of the 545 than their abilities to overthrow corruption and establish righteousness through the 312 million people? Especially when 78% of the population professes Christianity. And friends, let me tell you what you see. It's a lack of Christianity. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ Jesus himself did. And to the modern pastor today, the modern preacher, 3 out of 4 in some sort of immoral sexual sin, I want to tell you something. If Jesus was to preach the way that you preach, he would have never been crucified.
He'd still be living.
That's exactly right. But he was crucified for what? He spoke boldly as one having authority and not as the scribes. He knew his business. And his business was the kingdom of God. And he didn't ask for the approval of men. Now, if you're Moses, you understand what I'm saying. But if you're Aaron, you don't understand what I'm saying. But aside of that, friends, why is it that the American people allow the corruption of 545 people? Again, not all bad. Why do you tolerate the leaving in the lump? Why do you allow the foxes to spoil the vine? Friends, as if to say that America has more faith in the devil than in the God that sent his son to die on the cross for the sins of the world. And really what it comes down to, it's tolerated because there's a lack of gratitude towards God who gave his son.
That's right. No love.
And the natural as well. There's a lack of gratitude for the boys that are coming back in boxes to tolerate the crime that you let a politician trample and desecrate. And I got a question for you, America. What's the fruit of this mentality? I can give it to you right now. I'm going to tell you. Fear, hopelessness, and oppression. What do you hear through the saltless conservatives on a daily basis? Rhetorical speech, a dog chasing its tail, circular reasoning, fear, 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 hopelessness, 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 and oppression. And yet my Bible tells me, friends, that we haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. My Bible tells me that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. John Knox, that prophet, rightly said that one man with God is the majority. Who would know better than John Knox? The man that Mary Queen of Scots said that she feared him and his prayers more than all of the armies of Europe. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsofliberty.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Monica. I'm from California, and I love listening to Sons of Liberty. I found them on my Kindle Fire, and I'm so excited. I just look forward to listening to them every day. They bless me every day.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, America. 1-877-807-9977. Asking the American people, why does America spend so much time magnifying the criminal without dealing with them that commit the crimes towards you? I'm just talking about John Knox, that prophet from Scotland, who Mary, Queen of Scots, said that she feared John Knox and his prayers than more. Listen, this is incredible. More than all the armies of Europe. Just think of that. Dietrich Bonhoeffer rightly said, remember the man that was hung under Hitler's regime because he withstood him, that man of God did? He said that he who fears the face of man fears not the face of God, but he who fears the face of God fears not the face of man. Amen. What's the answer? Let me give you the answer. I'm not going to sell you some water system or tell you to go get a bunker and buy a bunch of ammo and capitulate and hide out. That's not living, friends. That's dying. That's a curse. Deuteronomy 29 says, keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them that you may prosper in all that you do. Friends, if you didn't tolerate crime in your government, let me ask you the question, would you have crime in your government? No, you wouldn't. Like thou shalt not lie and thou shalt not kill and thou shalt not steal. If you didn't tolerate those crimes and you obeyed God, you would prosper. Because you wouldn't allow your government to commit a crime against you. Why, America, do you suffer the abuses? Isaiah 51:4, my favorite. In a nutshell, here's the pith and marrow, friends. Listen carefully unto me, my people, God said, and give ear unto me, my nation. This is his nation. For a law shall proceed from me. If you won't listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000. Which ones do you want? I go on. And I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. What does it say above the Supreme Court building? It has a picture of Moses and the Ten Commandments. Justice, the guardian of liberty. You're losing your liberty, folks, because you're not enforcing the law unto judgment to establish righteousness. I know that's a little deep for some of you professed Christians out there. But if you'd read your Bible, you'd understand exactly what I'm telling you.
I thought Jesus did it all.
My righteousness is near. My salvation, liberation from bondage, is gone forth. And my arms shall judge the people. The isle shall wait upon me, and on my arm they shall trust. Wow. Well, let's go to the New Testament. Come on. What was judgment? The cross of Jesus Christ. He died for the sins of the world. My sins. Your sins. The sins of the world. But are you living for them? Or are you desecrating the memory of the Son of God? And does the wrath of God abide upon the children of disobedience? Yes, indeed it does. Jesus said in Matthew 5, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Works. Oh, that's legalism. No, listen to me, you antinomianist. Listen to what Jesus said right after that. This is great. Come on. Huh? Come on, huh? Listen to what he said right after that to all the antinomianists. Yep. We don't enforce the law. You're a bunch of anarchists.
Yep. That's
he's talking about ceremonial law, friends. We're talking about moral law. Listen to what Jesus said right after. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven through you. For your written epistles for all men to read, friends. Jesus said, think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill. Jake, do you remember the man that was in hell?
Yeah.
Remember Jesus said to him, you have Moses and the prophets. And he said, if you won't be persuaded by them, neither will you be persuaded though one rose from the dead. You anarchists. Did you hear what I said? You rebels. You sons of Belial. Scripture saith. Friends. The question is this. Why does America spend so much time magnifying the criminal without dealing with them that commit the crimes? Well, we first have to understand that we're the criminals before a just and a holy God. We let the law of God, Exodus 20, drive us to the foot of the cross, which can do no more. And we look to Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. We read the Bible, we believe what he says, and we obey him. That's the justification of faith. It's not difficult to understand, friends. Simple, elementary. Remember, a child was used as the standard and the model for heaven, friends. Our history, friends, negates this sort of cowardice and capitulation. There's a whole lot of people out there making a whole lot of money off you, friends, by inundating you with fear and hopelessness. I want to show you some stats as to what happens to a nation that allows its representative government to war against God. Because that's where you're at today. Friends, the stats of our country are alarming. Because the American people have said no to God and they said yes to corruption and tyranny, to their own demise. Birth rates for unwed girls 15 to 19 have increased every year and have gone up 553% in girls 10 to 14 years old. You know, I remember one time we were on tour going through Missouri, and I said to the bus driver, I said, you know, I see all these adult bookstores and these mature bookstores. I said, man, just think, friends, the kids today are being taught that you have to be 18 before you can become a full-fledged pervert now. Don't they have it completely upside down backwards? Yes, indeed they do. Instead of walking in holiness, they begin to grow up into corruption. That's the carnal state. And they don't have their eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of their faith. They have their eyes fixed on their own lusts. Let no man say when he's tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lusts. And when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth what? Death. Death. What's the end of pornography? Death. Why are these little kids, why in Missouri do they have the highest pregnancy rate in the country? Well, what's all over the place, friends? porn shops. Families after 1962, the divorce rate had been declining for decades prior to 1962, and after 1963, divorce rates skyrocketed to 117%. Why not? Because the American lack of judicial system is teaching you all $99 for a divorce. Come on! Fill the coffers of the attorneys that Jesus Christ damned. What happened to schools after 1962? SAT scores plummeted for 18 consecutive years. 700,000 students in your country, friends, can't even read their graduation diplomas when they graduate every single year. Why? Because you allowed the Supreme Court, who thinks that they are above God, Isaiah 14, which they are not, and friends, they are impeachable. Don't forget that. To usurp God and said, no, we need to take down the Ten Commandments. Really? Well, what would you think of me if I said, let's take out all the stop signs and the speed limit signs, friends? What would you say to me?
That'd be chaos. You can't do that.
No, well, that's what they did. Intersections, no stop signs. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen? This is exactly what happened, friends. You've left off your God. Violent crimes are up 794% because it's okay now to teach a kid to kill. Teach him through video games.
Oh, yeah.
But don't tell him thou shalt not kill. America is number one in the world in violent crime, divorce, teen pregnancy, voluntary abortions, illegal drug use, illiteracy. What happens to a people that allow their representatives in government to war against God? Well, they kill babies, 3,700 a day. But again, like Jake said last week, don't take away their football. You know, I got another question for America. How did you feel before this government said to you, what were you doing before this government said, we need to disarm the people? What were you doing? Because that's who you really are. Did you care about the government that's trying to disarm you now? Did you care about the babies that nobody was protecting prior to that? Or do you care more about your guns than you do the innocent babies? I don't know why you're in trouble, America. Because God's judgments rest upon a people that tolerate crime against who he is. Look at history. Look at history. We ain't getting away from it. We're in it. We're in trouble. But there's hope. And the hope is getting back to our Father. And what is this great method, said Matthew Henry? I think it's important for people to hear this. The method of this great deliverance that is wrought to be wrought for Israel, us, America, righteousness must first be wrought in them. They must be brought to repent of their sins, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God, reform their lives, and then salvation shall be wrought for them, and not until then. We must not expect salvation without regeneration. Hey, folks, Jesus came to deliver his people from their sins, not to allow their people to stay in their sins.
Not just from the penalty of their sins.
Professed church, I thought where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Where's the fruit of that grace? See, folks, you've given yourself over to an ignorant nation who has no wise counsel at all because it's not of the Lord anymore. And I'm giving you the word of God, and pure wisdom says this, return to your God. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. There's nothing weird about it, and you're going to find out because life is but a vapor. Time is pushing us over the edge, friends. Now, when we come back, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about school shooters and the pharmaceutical companies, because these were questions that America needed answered. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hold on for hour two. Be right back.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.